This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain celebrated the start of a new year by leaving the European Union, completing the biggest single-scale economic change the country has experienced in decades. Britain sealed a free trade agreement a week ago following months of tense negotiations, ensuring Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to buy and sell goods without tariffs or quotas. As for the dispute resolution, the Court of Justice of the European Union will not be able to intervene, and frictions between the two sides can be subject to an independent party for arbitration. The World Health Organization Thursday approved the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use, a move aimed at helping the developing world gain access to the vaccine sooner. COVAX, a global effort backed by the WHO to buy and distribute vaccines to poorer countries, has commitments for 2 billion doses of vaccine so far and is in talks with Pfizer-BioNTech to buy some of its vaccine, which is 95% effective after 2 doses. German firm BioNTech said Friday it was racing to ramp up production of its COVID-19 jab in Europe to fill the gap left by the lack of other approved vaccines. The vaccine, developed by BioNTech and its U.S. partner Pfizer, was the first to be approved in the European Union in late December. Countries including Britain, Canada, and the United States okayed the vaccine earlier and have since also green-lighted jabs by U.S. firm Moderna or Oxford AstraZeneca, leaving the EU's inoculation drive lagging behind. Analysts say Chinese supply of a COVID-19 vaccine to Indonesia and the Philippines is likely to strengthen Beijing's image in those countries, despite current resentment of its expansion in the South China Sea. This is VOA.